tucked in the buttonhole. He holds out his hand, offering the space next to him. I shake my head. No thanks, Wiley. I'm heading that way in a minute.
Toby seems to be avoiding everything. He hasn't answered the phone. Then, when his mom finally reaches him, he barely talks to her. And he's totally abandoned Cal, just when Cal needs him the most. Toby does remember to water the ladybugs, though. I guess he just doesn't want to deal with people. Is Toby going to make it to the funeral? He's already missed the wake. He's running out of time. Let's pick it up with the second full paragraph on page 169, which starts, "With a nod."
With a nod, Wiley takes off in the direction of the church, his folded wheelchair tucked in the back of the cart. Another streak of lightning branches across the sky, followed by thunder. I start to knock on the Bolarama's door, then notice it's already ajar. Inside the dark bowling alley, I call out, "Ferris?" No one answers. Suddenly, it dawns on me a thief could be walking around, taking advantage of an all-town-attended funeral. If he is, I don't want to be here. As I'm about to leave, I hear someone clearing his throat in the cafe. A few steps closer, I discover Ferris sitting at a table in front of the window with the blinds closed, his head bent like he is praying over a bottle of Jim Beam. "Ferris?" I move toward him. "You okay?" He looks up. His eyes are red and puffy, and a clip-on tie hangs from one corner of the collar of his unbuttoned shirt.
"Hey, Toby. Shouldn't you be at the funeral?"
"I'll get there. What's wrong?"